don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is gallo pinto. It was the end of a whirlwind visit to the city of New Orleans. We needed to go and enjoy that city's soulful culinary repertoire again. When folks ask me, why are you going to New Orleans, I looked straight at them and said, to eat and drink. It is rare for us not to have some kind of work to do waiting for us when we travel. I think I wanted to say the words just to imprint them better in my own head. But there is an aspect to it that fuels our work. So in that sense, we went to research a place that I find has some of the very best food in America. And in many ways, it is one of the most American cities of all, in that it has become what it has through a very unique culinary coalition of many different communities and cultures, like Miami. But New Orleans has been doing it about a century longer than us. For 3 days and nights, the menu vocabulary of food was the patois of a place different than the one we live in. Yet, ironically, so much of it comes from the Caribbean, too. And Africa before that, too. Jambalaya, etouffee, red beans and rice, po'boys, crawfish pie, muffuletta sandwiches, cochon, beignets, andouille, bananas Foster, to name just a smattering. We hit some of the finest restaurants in the Big Easy, and yet we barely made a scratch. As we settled into our Uber to get to the airport, I began to realize the nice young man transporting us spoke with an accent my wife Janet and I had not heard in a few days. I asked him where he was from. He said, Nicaragua. Have you been? I said, sadly, no, but we were near it when we visited Costa Rica. He said, what kind of food did you like there? I love how Latin people get right to the topic so near and dear to my heart. I said, the first thing that jumps to mind is the gallo pinto, and boom, we were off. He was so happy to find folks that knew something of the food from where he came. And as he drove, we chatted about the favorite dishes of Nica cuisine. Of course, he thinks Nicaragua makes gallo pinto better than any other country. In Miami, it seems it is a little bit less celebrated. That will change as more people get to experience the delicious opportunities within. After having gallo pinto, I knew I needed to have it again. Fortunately, we have a number of great places for this rice and beans dish, which translates as spotted rooster. Google Nica cuisine and explore. To name one Nicaraguan dish is like a tease, but it was the touchstone dish that brought us and the transplanted Uber driver together. I asked him what brought him to live here. He said, I came right after Hurricane Katrina to help with the rebuilding, and I've stayed since. The young man asked, what other dishes of my country do you know? With each answer, his eyes widened, and he would say, oh, you're making me so hungry. Nacatamales, carne desmenuzada, gallina rellena. Each dish's name taking us closer to the Louis Armstrong International Airport, but more importantly, to a place all of us seek, a place called home. Cock-a-doodle-doo, y'all. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Oh, I've got a little red rooster.